Good morning to everybody. Once again, it's good to see all of you. I'm glad that you're here. We want to welcome all of our guests. We want to give you a warm welcome. And especially want to welcome our mothers. Mothers, you want to raise up a little pinky? Hey, let's give our mothers a hand, okay? And actually, we should be giving our mothers a hand every day, right? That's what they ask. Clean up your room. Help me put your laundry away in the right spot. Do this, do that, right? Take those dirty shoes off right there. The list goes on. We need to help our mothers. Thank you, mothers. We do appreciate you. Happy Mother's Day to you. Mothers are very special people, and we want to honor you. And hopefully you've got some things going on today or in the next few days or last couple of days that show the appreciation for you. You know, every child that is born requires what? A mother. Somebody had to bear that child to start with. Somebody had to start the process along with the fathers, but they had to endure. Mothers, you have to endure the years of discomfort, changes in your life, limitations, cautions, preparations, heartbreak, and so much more. Whether a woman bears one child or two dozen, that it's going to take some challenges, some sacrifices, and those factors will occur, and many more. Two mothers were discussing the challenges of raising their children, and one of them got to the point where that she said, you know, my teenage daughter just never tells me anything, and I'm just a nervous wreck. And the other mother answered back, well, my daughter tells me everything, and I'm a nervous wreck. So, you know, being mothers is not easy. There's so many challenges, things that you plan for and things you did not plan for. God usually eases a woman into motherhood one child at a time. How many of you are thankful for that? And but there are times when people have twins or triplets or quadruplets. Last Sunday, May the 4th, was the date where a woman at 30 weeks into her pregnancy in Casablanca, Morocco, had a C-section, delivering 5 girls and 4 boys, all alive. And last Sunday, they celebrated their 4th birthday. 9 children, in addition to one previous one. So 10 kids in that family, but it immediately a host of children. Now, I don't want to scare you, ladies, but there are some records. I went to Wikipedia. You know, Wikipedia has all the right answers, right? Well, some are questionable. But I looked it up in the, let me see here. Oh, going back to those children, they weighed between 1.1 and 2.2 pounds apiece. And so, of course, they immediately went into incubators and were held until they were viable and could survive on their own. But there are 14 women who are on record, in according to Wikipedia, worldwide, up to the year 2016 for bearing 30 or more children. The record was in the late 1700s. A Russian peasant woman is reported to have delivered 16 sets of twins, 7 sets of triplets, and 4 sets of quadruplets, totaling 69 children. 67 of them survived infancy. Talk about a whole city showing up at your house. Any of you ladies glad that you didn't have that experience? fathers, are you glad you didn't have that experience? Some other statistics. The latest productive woman underwent surgery in 2016. She stopped herself at age 40. Her body was overly productive on the eggs, And she stopped at 44 children. And 38 of them were living in 2023. So it still happens. Maybe not in this room, but around the world, there are still women who are super productive. And it's rather interesting. And so that hopefully makes some of you thankful that you did not have that experience. But in my family, there are twins on both sides of my grandparents. And when Sally was expecting our first, Aaron, there was a major concern. Is she going to have twins or not? And I do have several nephews and nieces who are twins. Anyway, moving along, why are mothers so special? One little boy was told by his mother that it is God who makes people good. And the little boy responded, yes, I know that, but mothers help a lot. Thank God for mothers. Thank you, women. All of you women, you are all appreciated. Many women are not able to have children, but they give of themselves sacrificially, finding ways to help others, to take care of other children under their wing and helping them, raising them, supporting them, nurturing, training them. And thank you, mothers especially, but all women, for all that you do to continue this human race that we are all part of. The Lord God has given mothers this unique role. The role of being a mother was designed by God. In the lives of everyone, we all have mothers, except for Adam and Eve. We can all learn important lessons as we review the very first mother, Eve, and so we've chosen the text of Genesis chapter 4. We're going to be only looking at three verses. Before we look at those verses, let's have a word of prayer. Thank you, Father, for life. Thank you for the blessings of this day. Thank you for your love for us in sending your own Son to conquer the grave in our behalf. Thank you that Jesus was willing to go through all the extreme torture, the suffering, the death, bearing our sin, and conquering the grave in victory, in life, so that we too might have the promise of eternal life through Him. Help us to honor Jesus, to live for Jesus. We thank you for the decisions of Marco and Melanie and ask your blessing upon them. Be with their family as they continue to grow and mature and learn more about Jesus and your will and your way of honoring you. Guide us now in this lesson, in the study of the Scriptures, that we can all grow and learn. Help us to appreciate our mothers, and those women who have been given this special blessing of motherhood. Help us to encourage them, to lead them in your truth. And Father, help us to learn lessons as well for our own lives. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Reading from Genesis chapter 4, just three of the verses from that chapter, verse 1 and 2. Now the man had relations with his wife Eve, and she conceived and gave birth to Cain, and she said, I have gotten a man-child with the help of the Lord. Again she gave birth to his brother Abel, and Abel was a keeper of flocks, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. Let's skip down to verse 25. Adam had relations with his wife again, and she gave birth to a son and named him Seth, for she said, God has appointed me another offspring in place of Abel, for Cain killed him. Now you may be wondering, well, what kind of a sermon are you going to come up with out of that? And there is a lot of information there. If you're not familiar with it, I encourage you to read the rest of the story if you're not familiar with the story of Cain and Abel. But the first point I want to bring out is God designed women to be the mothers of humanity. It was God's design. Creator is in the majority of his creation is bound by this rule that God established that life forms generally have either a male or a female nature. And we see this throughout the scriptures. It is referred to in Genesis 1:27. And any of you who are born on a farm or raised on a farm or have a pet, you understand this principle. There are male and female, and very few species vary from this nature that God has designed. Adam gave his wife the right name. In chapter 3, verse 20, we're told, contrary to the evolutionary belief and teaching, Adam was made in the image of God. He used wisdom and intelligence in naming every creature that God brought before him, and then God brought Eve to him, and he named her. He called her woman. From man is the meaning behind woman. Not only did he just call her woman, but he gave her a name, didn't he? Adam wisely named his wife Eve, and her name means living or life. This woman from his side was the very first mother of all people. Her only role model, did she have a mother to go to or a mother-in-law to go to? No. Her role model was God himself, who walked in the garden with Adam and Eve there in the beginning and spoke with them on a regular basis, according to the Genesis record. Humanity depended upon Eve's ability to bear children. If Eve could not bear, if Eve did not reproduce, what would happen to humanity? It would die out. It would become no more. But it was God's plan for her to bear children. It is God's design and plan for women to carry children in the wombs, which protect, nourish, and develop the infant to dwell in this world. Billions of mothers have populated the nations for ages in the past, and we are dependent on mothers to continue to bring the miracle of human life into our families to continue the role of humanity. Women, you have a major important point of participation. In fact, our nation depends upon young women accepting the role of motherhood. And this is something that our culture has been fighting against and destroying the message of the biblical truths. I know there are struggles with motherhood, and I know that there are frustrations, and sometimes women are not able to bear children. But it is God's plan, and children, again, are from his design. And it comes through women, not through a guy who thinks he's a woman, etc. Honest mothers credit God for giving life. We see Eve giving God the credit for the life that was given to her. Eve clearly recognized that it was the will of God, and it was the power of God that enabled her to conceive and to bear children in her womb. Later, God told the Israelites that part of his blessings that he was giving to Israel in the land of Canaan would be large families, many children. They are called, compared to like arrows in the quiver of the hunter, that multiple children would be a sign of the blessing of God. The fruit of the woman's wombs is God's gift of children. We read this in Psalm 127:3. Children are gifts from God and need to be appreciated. Some in our world are perverting this special role that God gave to mothers, but those who love God learn to accept his plan in their life. Women who become mothers sustain the lives of their babies before and after birth. Some efforts to break away from the divine plan of God will carry deadly eternal consequences. So we need to encourage those women who are planning other things that violate God's word, God's truths. We need to talk with them, speak with them, convince them to follow God's plan. God's gifts of children are to be received after marriage. Of course, we know that it doesn't always work that way, does it? And we see a lot of children born outside of wedlock. But God's plan is for a couple to marry and to have children within that marriage. a lifelong bond between one man and one woman has been given by God from the very beginning, and Christ confirmed it, and He promotes it. The New Testament promotes marriage and honesty and truthfulness and lovingness between this married couple for their entire lives. We must support and encourage future generations to live by God's plan of marriage. Amen? Mothers have a special role in training their children. The many hours and days they spend, I got to quit moving, I guess. I keep cutting in and out. I apologize for that. The many hours and days that mothers spend one-on-one with their children as infants and then as young ones is very crucial, very important. It is not wasted time. It is not useless time. These hours are foundational in the development of children's lives, in their growth, in their attributes. Mothers and fathers help to unleash the potential achievements that children can attain. Look at the lives of Cain and Abel. They had different interests and occupations, but both of them were very aware that God expected them to be giving offerings and sacrifices to Him. It's just that they chose different methods. Cain chose poorly. Abel was following the directions. They learned that from where? We assume in the story the only other people around were their parents. They had to learn those lessons from their parents and follow through. Moses was reared by his mother, and she taught him to understand and know that his ancestry was as an Israelite. He was part of the people who were being oppressed. And of course, we know the outcome of that story of Moses. Mothers and fathers, keep teaching your children. Keep teaching, all of us need to keep teaching the children around us about the God of life, the God who loves us. Because God is the one who gives us life to begin with. Hurting mothers credit God for His comfort. We find this in verse 25. The loving Lord God comforts all of His children, including those in ages past, as well as us during the times of life's crises, our great trials that we experience. In Christ, we are given at our baptism the very Holy Spirit, who is called the Comforter. God does not leave us to fend for ourselves. He takes care of us, and He's there to help us in our hardships of life. But we've got to keep our faith and trust in God. Eve was the very first mother to bear the agony of a dead child. We're not told who found the murdered son, but now Eve had to face the curse from eating from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, the curse that she had ignored. God had said, it will bring death. And who's the first one to experience death? Her own son. What a tragedy that she had to work through. She had ignored the rules, and it had affected her own child. Eve honored God for His gift of another son to raise. Verse 25, her grief was consoled as she poured out her attention into raising another child who would honor God. God would then use Seth as the line through which righteous people would descend from. Mothers must continually look to God in life's trials. In fact, Scripture invites all of us to seek God's comfort. Jesus invites us to come to Him and to find His rest. Each of us need to be alert to opportunities to encourage mothers who are struggling with daily pressures of raising their children, people who are struggling with life's challenges. We need to be supportive of mothers who need to work outside the home. We need to be encouraging. We need to watch for opportunities of helping whenever possible. Be sure to surrender your life tragedies to the King of Life to find His comfort as He is offered to you. You don't have to bear the burden alone. Scripture commands us to share our burdens with one another. He's talking to the church especially. And we need to be listening and helping each other. Watch for God's intervention and His provision. Even though the baby born to Bathsheba and King David to begin with, outside of wedlock, died, God later gave them another child. And what did they name him? Solomon. Do you know the story of Solomon? God has plans that we never would imagine. We've just got to keep our faith and trust in Him. Even though Mary's miracle child was crucified, what did Jesus do? He conquered the power of sin and the grave and rose, and He's promising to come back because He's not just a man, He is God, our Savior, our Messiah, our Lord. The Bible record of Eve includes several lessons for all of us to learn from. There are more lessons there. I encourage you again, go back and read the whole story. We all need to honor God with our life. Our life is a gift from who? From God. God is the one who gives us very life itself, and we are to use this life for His glory. And the way we do that is through Jesus Christ. We all need to credit God for giving us life, both physical and spiritual. Only one Almighty God is capable of creating this entire universe with all the marvels that it contains, and He has promised us there is a new, eternal, perfect world that we are going to be given upon Christ's return. Anybody excited about that? We all need to look to God in our times of distress, for He loves us and He has plans for us. Sometimes those trials are to strengthen us. That's a hard one, isn't it? But it is a fact. We need to grow in trust in God. His greatest plan is the redemption that He's provided through Jesus Christ. Jesus paid for all of our disobedience. Through Jesus, we have eternal life. Praise God. Thank you, God. Mothers, thank you again for all the heartaches and the headaches you have put up with the rest of us. Keep it up. Happy Mother's Day. And the rest of us, let's be good kids to our mothers. Some of us don't have mothers anymore. Adopt somebody. Treat them kindly. Lift them up. Encourage them. Find your greatest happiness, though, in serving the Savior, Jesus Christ. Would you pray with me? Thank you, Father, for this time, a special day that we can honor our mothers. But thank you most of all for Jesus Christ. We thank you for the new life that you give to us through Christ. We thank you again for the decisions of Marco and Melanie, and just bless them, guide them, and direct them in the days to come. Help us all to be a part of them, whether directly or indirectly, in encouraging them and other children to grow in Christ Jesus, our Savior, our Lord. Help us all to be ready when Jesus returns to be found faithful children of God. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.